in Buffalo, New York on EWTN Radio. You're up next with Trenhorn. Hello, Dave.
Hello. Going back to Professor Dawkins, I am an atheist. I would never be so cynical as to condemn the genuine prayers offered up by the Church of England.
That's appreciated.
Fair enough.
So Dave, just saying that. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with Professor Dawkins' seven-point scale he lays out in The God Delusion.
Yes.
He puts himself at a six, right?
Yeah.
Atheists, Dawkins and Hitchens and many of us readily admit that we could never be certain of God's non-existence. Do Catholics also acknowledge the same position? You could, of course, if we're being honest, you're not certain that he exists, right?
Dave, if I may, this is Patrick. Can you briefly summarize for the audience what the 7 points are and what he means by
it? I believe it's
a continuum with respect to what, though? I don't want to misquote you because I haven't read the book.
Of course. Yeah, no, he lays out a seven-point scale, one being utter certainty, total certainty in God's existence, and seven being total certainty in God's non-existence. Professor Dawkins, the most famous, most strident atheist in the world, puts himself at a six.
Yeah.
Because, of course, if we're being reasonable and honest, we could never be certain of his non-existence.
I got you.
And I think in the same way, of course, you could never be certain of his existence.
So are you asking, do you find that some Catholics say that we can all be ones? That all may
that's
be right.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, Dave is expressing incredulity that just as Professor Dawkins is not arrogant enough to say he's a seven about the non-existence of God, could we be arrogant enough to say that we are a one and that it is absolutely certain that God exists? And I think that in this discussion, it will turn completely on what the word certain means. What the Church teaches in the Catechism of the Catholic Church in paragraph 36, quoting the First Vatican Council, it says, "Our Holy Mother, the Church, holds and teaches that God, the first principle and last end of all things, can be known with certainty from the created world by the natural light of human reason." Now, we can have certainty. It's not just a guess or a conjecture or a fuzzy, well, there may be a God out there, there may be not. What the Church teaches is that one can follow a series of arguments and premises and come to a conclusion that God exists, just as you can come to the conclusion if all men are mortal and Socrates is a man, then Socrates is mortal. The next paragraph, though, does say that in certain historical conditions, people might be brought up in, let's say you're brought up in the Soviet Union and atheism is the norm and religion is barred, religious books are banned. You might have a hard time coming to know God in certain historical conditions. I guess I would look at it this way. I would say, yes, we do have a certainty, as much as we have a certainty about other kinds of natural philosophical arguments, just as we can be certain that the external world is real, for example. I guess, Dave, here's a question I have for you. Is there anything whose non-existence you would be able to put under, like, a seven? You're absolutely sure that there's anything that could be a seven, you know?
Yeah, no, I think that's the argument is that, he puts himself at a six, and I would put myself at a six in the same way that with respect to fairies in my garden, I'm also a six.
Well, could there,
we can't be, right.
Could anything ever be a one?
I honestly don't see how it could be. We're talking about 100% certainty. I don't think it's possible.
Right. So I guess what I would say what the Church teaches is, the level of certainty we can have in the practical world, which I guess in this case would be a two. Because even if you say, I'm certain the external world exists, it could turn out you're in the matrix.
That's right.
Very difficult, even with mathematics. So I have a mathematical 100% certainty. Oh, no, there's a new mathematical axiom that's been discovered. So I would say that on this framework, that a one isn't even a realistic position. There is no such kind of certainty like that. But if you look at like a two or a three, certain, yes, I have good reasons, no reasons to doubt it. The Church teaches that in principle, one can have that certainty that God exists, which is probably the mere, I live with the idea that, yes, there is a God, just as Professor Dawkins basically lives with the idea, another atheist, there isn't a God, or say there is no belief, there's no reason to think there is one. He's on the same level as Santa or whatnot. One can have that certainty, but I do add the caveat that it's possible, but many people won't attain that certainty. In fact, St. Thomas Aquinas said, most people have kind of just a confused knowledge that there is a God. Kind of a sense there's a God out there, but not a refined philosophical understanding of it. Though that doesn't preclude having that kind of understanding.
Yeah, I would just add that what I'm trying to get at is that is acknowledging a possibility that you could be wrong, however small that possibility is.
Sure. Yeah. No, I acknowledge that. In fact, St. Thomas Aquinas said in the Summa Theologica that he rejected the ontological argument. Because he felt that the existence of God was not something that was just completely obvious when you think about the idea. So even Thomas would say, well, no, it's not just utterly immediate to people right off the bat. It's possible we could be wrong about this. But then Thomas goes through a series of demonstrations and proofs and shows through this reasoning one can have rational certainty just as you could with any other metaphysical demonstration. Right. And, of course, we'd have a debate about whether the demonstrations are valid or not, but... Yeah, that's how I would answer that.
Dave, are you about a one or a two in the belief that you are talking to Trent and I on the radio?
I'd put it at a you know, maybe a 1.2 or 1.3.
Okay, so far, psychologists and philosophers would say that it appears he'd have to have another conversation with a computer, and then we could see if it's passed that Turing test to see, are we
that's
really
right.
people, or are we sophisticated algorithms that understand what atheists want to know about?
double matrix.
Maybe.
Thanks a lot, Dave. And recommend that you get Trent's book, Answering Atheism, and you can get portions of it, I'm sure you can find somewhere online. And by all means.
I have read some of it.
Great. Yeah. And The Five Ways of Thomas Aquinas from the Summa. Very, very dense. Isn't it true? Thomas does not waste a word.
No, and what's funny is this is a summary for beginners
in
the Summa. If you want to understand The Five Ways of Thomas Aquinas, get Edward Faser's book, Aquinas, A Beginner's Guide.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful introduction and great way of understanding them and the common objections to them.
Yeah. Peter Crafton and Father Ronticelli have a good summary.
They do
as well.
As well.